News out of Wednesday's practice was that the Stampeders have nominated their captains ahead of the regular season opener on Saturday when they host the Hamilton Tiger Cats. The players collectively chose Bo Levi Mitchell, Alex Singleton, Rene Paradis, and Jamar Wall to fill those roles. Bo Levi Mitchell is in his seventh season with the Stamps. This is his fourth year as a captain, while for kicker Rene Paradis, it will be his fifth year as a captain. Linebacker Alex Singleton and defensive back Jamar Wall will both be captains for the first time. Alex Singleton in his second year in the league, second year with the Stamps, and with that role he played last season after Deron Mayo missed almost the entirety of the season. It wasn't much of a surprise that he was nominated. That was something that the head coach, Dave Dickinson, talked about at practice on Wednesday.
I think he took it anyway last year. We had had a linebacker, Deron Mayo, that I feel like is a natural leader, a great person that I even would like to follow. He's a great man. So when he got hurt and was unable to play, there was a void there, and Alex took it. And Alex is pretty vocal as well, and he studies. He knows his stuff, and his performance on the field backed it up. So, yeah, he's a natural leader.
Jamar Wall's going into his seventh season with the red and white. He's a two-time All-Star. The head coach was not shocked by his nomination either.
I think he's a good player. He's also, he got into the player rep mode here, so the guys trust what he's telling them. And, he's not a real vocal guy, but, he leads by example and, a smart guy that knows a lot about the league. So I thought that was still a pretty good nomination.
The captains play an important role on the team. This is big because Dave Dickinson almost went out of his way multiple times to mention that they really needed some leaders to step up across the team as training camp rolled on. The captains aren't going to be the only leaders in the locker room, but they're a vital part of the team as far as working together with the coaching staff goes.
To me, what I think and what the players think may be completely different. I think it's more important that the players have their captains that they feel like they can talk to, and it can be confidential, or if they need to address something with me, that the captains can do it. Always better to have maybe guys with job security to do these type of things, and I think we hold a pretty tight ship. I'm willing to listen.
Now the team has started to set its focus on the Hamilton Tiger Cats, who, as I mentioned, come to town on Saturday night. Kickoff set for 5 p.m. Now Jeremiah Masoli will be the starter at quarterback for the game. Johnny Manziel in a backup role to start, at least. Head coach is preparing for anything.
It's a little easier when you card the looks and you know what you're going to get. Certainly easier. I think ultimately we'll get surprised on both sides of the ball. Something new will happen that we haven't prepared for. Hopefully we have good communication on the sidelines. But overall, another nice day. Our guys are working hard, and we know it's going to be a big test.
It was the second practice for a handful of the players who weren't too active in training camp. Micah Johnson and Jagarrad Davis on the defensive line, as well as receivers Eric Rogers and Lamar Durant on the offense. The head coach is going to keep watching practice before he decides who's ready to go for week one. He's in no rush to force anyone into this opening game.
Some soreness here and there from the guys that haven't been in camp the whole time. That's what I need to see, is a performance in a couple days in a row. And if there is some soreness and there's they're not feeling quite right, I'll just hold off a week. We played a lot of guys again. We feel like we got some guys getting healthy, and we need to get them work anyway. But ultimately, we really feel like by tomorrow we should have a better idea who's playing.
Now, one of those guys who is garnering plenty of attention is Eric Rogers, as he continues to get back into game shape after a couple of years not playing football. Now, it's tough to get back into a shape for a guy who, as I mentioned, he hasn't played in 2 years. He's coming off a bad ACL injury, and he missed training camp.
I mean, I was out of the league 2 years, too. And when you come back, sometimes you press a little bit. Just be yourself and play the game with a little bit of an edge and take advantage of your opportunities. He'll be in there soon enough, whether this week or next. He'll get his opportunities, and just be yourself. You don't have to do more than that.
Now, Rogers is a football veteran. We heard from him earlier in the week say that he's been playing since he was 5 years old. So getting a handle on the playbook and the offense hasn't been difficult. It's been getting into shape. Head coach Dickinson pointed out that Calgary is an exceptionally difficult place to play and train.
It's tough in Calgary. I think people that live here don't feel it as much, but the other teams that come in here do. It's the altitude, and it definitely affected Eric a little more than maybe the other guys that have already been here most of camp.
And after Thursday's session, we will look to get an idea if he will in fact play week one against the Tiger Cats, the opener coming on Saturday evening. Now, the Stampeders do have an ex-Tiger Cat on their team. Emmanuel Davis played with Hamilton for the last six seasons. The 29-year-old will be wearing number 8 for the red and white. This is his seventh season in the league, and as I had mentioned, he had been with the Tabbies up until this point. Davis is coming off a year where he only started in six games, but prior to that was an Eastern All-Star. He had five interceptions in both 2015 and 16, racking up 116 tackles in those two seasons, and he's looking to return to that form. I got to talk to him about the captain nominees and also about taking on his old team. You guys named your captains today, and that's kind of where I want to start. Mm-hmm. Jamar Wall and Alex Singleton, the captains on the defense. What has it been like for you in your first camp with the Stampeders, having those guys around? What impact have they had?
Those guys are big. They were voted leaders for a reason. Bigger than on the field, off the field, you know, with guys like me, they get me acclimated, get me up to speed, make me feel welcome. So, you know, that's big, especially with a guy like me coming in fresh.
Now, you guys now have the roster set. What is kind of the identity of this defense as you go into week one?
I feel like the identity of this defense is going to be, you know, a fast defense, a mentally tough defense, assignment sound defense, and a defense that goes out there and, you know, makes plays every down.
Now, for you, you get to kind of get that opportunity to go against your old team mm-hmm. in the first week. Is that mm-hmm. something you're looking extra forward to?
Not really. I mean, I know people probably think it's a big deal, but for me, it's really not. I treat every game like the same game, so this game won't be any different than the next week when we play Toronto. So, just always try to put my best foot forward, make plays, and, you know, contribute to the defense.
Now, I'm sure that you still have some buddies over there, some guys that you liked going up against mm-hmm. in practice. Are you itching to kind of see what they're like and see what it's like in a real game against them, though?
I've seen all of them boys play for a long time, so I kind of pretty much know what to expect from that end. With me, man, it's just, you know, like I said, just trying to play assignment sound football, make plays when the play is on me, and not let my teammates down.
That was defensive back Emmanuel Davis, playing it down a little bit as far as facing his old team goes, but that's a guy to keep an eye on as the Tiger Cats roll into town for Saturday, as he could be playing with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. With your afternoon Stamps report, I'm Matt Rose.